Hello and welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9, streaming from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. I'm still snoozing over here, but we've got UBC Pride in today here on the Student Special Hour. How are you folks doing today?
Doing good.
Yeah, yeah. Doing good. Good stuff. And so, let's just kind of bounce off right away. How's your morning? Actually, first of all, how's your morning going? Are you enjoying this gray morning that we have so far?
Oh, yeah, you know, typical Vancouver morning.
Classic, right? You can't be too complaining about that. I feel like I always feel a bit silly by starting off about the weather, but it's just the most prevalent. It's the only thing that I have experienced this morning so far. So I'm like, okay, what's the first thing on my mind? It's always the weather. All right, so folks, do you want to talk a little bit about UBC Pride? Just jump right in.
Yeah, so the Pride Collective at UBC is actually an AMS resource group, and we're for students of all genders and sexual orientations, and we're pretty focused on just making a safe space where anybody can come in and be themselves and do social activities, and we do some educational stuff.
Yeah, no, we do just a whole range of activities. Like, yeah, you said the educational. We also do, like, we do a lot of fun stuff. And we also are just a space where you can come hang out a lot of the time. Like, we have office hours. I think it's one thing people don't know. You can just come into our space. Sometimes we have snacks. You can just chill with us. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. And where is your space? Here in the Nest?
Yeah, it's in the Nest. It's the second floor, and it's in the Resource Group Center.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
It's room 2103.
So that's great, because I always say that to people. It's hard at UBC to find a bit of a community, or you need to find a community to sort of relax into the big atmosphere that is UBC. And an opportunity to have a place, safe space to eat lunch is a really great resource to have. That's so fantastic. And so that was one of my questions. Where can we find you? What are the biggest changes that you guys have experienced, folks have experienced over the last couple of years with your club?
Actually, both of us are sort of a little bit new. I have been here since last year, and Kayla's just been here this year. But the year before I came, we did a giant restructuring of how our organization works. So now we're a horizontally structured organization. So we don't really have, like, executives per se. We do have people who have done given a little bit more of a commitment to the club. But now we're sort of in a position where everybody can be involved in whatever way they would like.
Oh, that's so fantastic. And so how does that exactly work with the horizontal system?
So we have seven committees, or six committees. Do you know?
I think it's six committees.
Yeah, and in each committee, like, it's a different sort of focus. Like, the one that I run is communications and media. We have one, like, space and services that runs the space. We have a few others that do other, like, organizational-type things. And so anyone can show up to a committee meeting. Anybody can participate. We do have appointed members who are sort of responsible for running the committee. But in a sense, it's, like, really easy to come in and be a part of the club.
Absolutely. And a little bit more true to sort of what you folks are trying to do, right? Is that kind of horizontal community collective base that you were talking about.
Exactly.
That's really exciting to hear. And so how did you folks get involved? You said you started this year.
Yeah. Last year I actually, somebody who I met in my Imagine Day group, we were going to hang out later, and she was like, oh, I'm going to this Pride event first. And I'm like, can I tag along? So that was essentially how I got involved. That event was our yearly retreat at the beginning of the year. So that's where a lot of folks come and find out what Pride is.
Yeah, I'm in first year, so I just got involved this year. And I actually am looking for kind of queer organizations and spaces was, like, important to me over the summer as I was kind of figuring out what I was going to be doing. So I knew a little bit about Pride. So on Imagine Day, I kind of set out to find them, and I did. And I also went to the yearly retreat as my kind of first initiation,
yes. I guess. Absolutely. Fantastic. And what are some of the main initiatives that Pride tries to work towards?
So we have a lot of, like, sort of social events and that sort of thing. One of my favorites is we actually do queer movie nights every other Tuesday evening up in our up in the resource group lounge. So that's really fun, and it's a great way for people. You know, there's lots of people who are involved with Pride, but also people who aren't just like to come in and enjoy the movies and the space. And I really, yeah.
We also have discussion groups that we run every week, and those are really great because there's, like, a topic, and you just sort of get to talk about stuff that's specific to your experience. So we've got six of them. We've got ones like Guy Lovers Weekly and Female Lovers Weekly. We also have ones like Trans and Gender Identities. So, yeah, you can really find a space where you can talk about whatever thing most relates to you.
Yeah, there's also the one that I run, which is on the QTU, which is just like a little social space with free dinner and board games. It's not so much like discussion focused, but that's on Thursday evenings, so it's really fun.
That's so fantastic. That sounds awesome, actually. Like, it doesn't have to be, right, a big hoopla of an event, just an awesome space for awesome people to hang about. And so this is, we're starting out week. Right now, right? Today is the day.
Dun, dun, dun.
That Outweek starts. And so can you tell me a little bit about Outweek and what that's all about?
Yeah, totally. So Outweek is an annual event, and it's usually jam-packed with stuff going on. I think this year we have about 20 different events that are happening. So it's discussions, workshops, and then we also have super cool stuff like this Saturday we're having Queer U, which is an academic conference that's student run, and it's going to go all day. We've got all sorts of people coming out to talk about different research in the gender and sexuality kind of field. So that'll be really awesome. And then we also have stuff like our dance that's going to be really fun.
Fantastic. Do you want to talk a little bit more in detail about some of those events? What's the one you're most excited about?
I'm actually just really excited for the opening ceremony and the flag raising. I think it's really cool that we get to have our flag flying on campus for a week, which is awesome. And we're also having, I think, somebody from the Musqueam community come to do an opening, which is really important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think also the dance is going to be a lot of fun. It's a nice way to sort of end off the Outweek.
And that's next Friday?
Yes.
Absolutely. And where can people find tickets or find more information about that?
We have more information on our Facebook page. We actually have a general Outweek event with links to all of the other Outweek events. So you can go there if you want to find more information. It's free. There's going to be food. We have a liquor license, so there's going to be alcohol.
Oh, that's when you waited. You waited. That was like the little prize at the end. You're like, by the way. Exciting stuff.
Yeah, everything that's happening during Out Week is completely free. Some stuff like Queer U, we ask that people just register on the Facebook events so that we know how many people to buy food for because there's free lunch and stuff like that. But everything is like totally free. We're doing one potluck, but like if you can't bring food, then just show up anyway. Just
show up and hang out. Absolutely. All right, we'll be back to continue to talk to you folks a little bit more. Before we do that, we're going to play a song by Twin Bandit, which is a Canadian female duo. And this is a tune that I've just started getting really stuck in my head. So you should just, it should just be stuck in your head too. So I've lost it. I'm trying to stall here now. Oh no. Okay, I'm going to play a different song because I seem to have misplaced the song on my computer here. I'm going to play a Good for Grape song, Time and Time Again.
Dancing around. 2 a.m. is the afternoon, and we're sweeping out the words that bother you. We're kind of moving on, but you're already gone. We're kind of moving on, but you're already gone. Those thoughts hang on swirl around like moving ships. I wanna scream and shout, you won't snap out of it. We're barely moving on, but you're already gone. We're barely hanging on, and you're already gone. Well, time and time again, we'll sing ourselves to sleep. From time to time, we'll run outside with bruises on our feet. And on again, you're coming back to me. And I know it hurts, but just give me something real. Another fallen entity in the mind of a child crying out in disbelief. We're kind of moving on, but you're already gone. We're kind of moving on, but you're already gone. Another faded memory, another crack in the pavement, sprawl beneath me, please. 'Cause I'm barely moving on, and you're already gone. started moving on, and you're already gone. But time and time again, we'll sing ourselves to sleep. From time to time, we'll run outside with bruises on our feet. And
and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9. We're here on the Student Special Hour. My name is Lucy, and we're here with UBC Pride. So I realized that before, I didn't give you folks an opportunity to properly introduce yourselves. So would you like to take that moment right now?
Yeah, my name's Allison. I'm a second-year student at UBC, and I'm part of the Pride Collective.
Yeah, and I'm Kayla. I'm a first year. I'm in science, and I'm also part of the Pride Collective.
Exciting. That's awesome. And so I want to just backtrack a little bit and talk to you folks a little bit more about the Pride Collective and about sort of the mandate around it and why you folks think this sort of thing is really, really important.
I think it's really important to have a space for queer and trans folks on campus. I think it's just helpful, not even necessarily. I mean, running big events is great and all, but I personally found it really helpful just to have a space where I can talk to people who have things in common with me and to sometimes have the same struggles that I face. So I think that's having that space here is really important.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people in university in particular who are starting to kind of figure things out, and it can be really scary. We get a lot of people coming to our discussion groups and just coming into the Pride Lounge that are just looking for a space that's for them where they can feel okay and to learn a little bit more. So I think that's so, so important, especially for people who don't have the most supportive families or who just haven't had great experiences so far. I think like coming in and just having a space where everybody's kind of like you and that's okay is just really
absolutely
important.
And on such a massive campus, moving away from home and stuff and having an opportunity, how did you experience coming into it in your first year?
It was really, I was really intimidated at first, but I was very, very quickly disproven. Going to my first event, I was like, oh, it's going to be so official, and like the people who have been in Pride for a long time will like totally know what they're doing and like be in charge of things, but it's just like a big group of friends and everybody has a good time, and yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, no, I promise we're like the least scary group of people ever. It's most true. Of us actually haven't been around for a while. Like the person who's been around for the longest is in third year, so please come. We're just a big group of friends, basically.
It is totally chill.
That's so fun. And it's so great when you break that kind of pop that bubble of like you anticipate it being this very, very official thing, and then everyone's just like, hey, what's up? Let's hang out. And it's such a great feeling to have that opportunity. All right, so an Out Week is also coming up, and I know you mentioned a couple of the events, but do you want to go into a little bit more detail on what's going down with that?
Yeah, I think one big thing that we're doing is we're doing a bunch of workshops. Some of them are educational. Some of them are just like learning how to do creative things. Our musical guest, Bells Roar, is actually running a music workshop. We also have a writing workshop that's going on. And one workshop that everyone should and can come to is our Queer 101 workshop. And so it's basically what it sounds like. It's a 101 on all the terminology and stuff about our community.
Yeah, and anybody can come to that. So students, faculty, people who don't have any association with UBC whatsoever and just want to turn up.
Oh,
like, it's totally open to everybody. And we're really hoping that, you know, whether you're part of the community and you just like want to get a little bit more of a knowledge base, or if you're like outside of the community and you just want to learn how to be more respectful and like take things into consideration, it's really going to be a great just baseline entry level
workshop. Absolutely. So what's the workshop kind of going to look like?
It's actually being run by, I believe it's community facilitators, so they have their own kind of format for the workshop that it's going to be, but I think it's really going to hopefully have a lot of Q&A and, like, time for discussion, as well as a lot of probably terminology and that sort
Absolutely.
Of thing.
Absolutely. And you can find more information about that on the Facebook page?
Yep, there's a Facebook event for it. Absolutely. So if you want to know more, it's there.
So I don't have to quiz you folks right now on dates and times and whereabouts.
It is. I can tell you, though, it's from 3:30 to 5:30 on Tuesday.
Oh, perfect. So what is it? Queer 101 on 3:30 to 5:30 on Tuesday. Yes. I almost was like quizzing myself there. Awesome. And I think I'm going to check that one out if I have a second. That sounds like a great, great one. And so what are some of the other events you've got going on? There's so much, right? There's almost too much. Well, not too much, but
there is a lot going on. Actually, tonight we're doing just a social night out at the Stormcrow, which is like an all ages pub tavern with like board games, and it's just going to be a really, really great time, I think. So if anybody wants to come to that, we're meeting in the Pride Lounge at 6 to ride in together if you're on campus, or just meet us there at 7.
Fantastic. And so, and why'd you pick the Stormcrow? I love the Stormcrow. It's a great spot.
I think we picked it partially because it's really, really fun, but also because it's all ages and we try and make as many of our events, inclusive to people who are under 19 as possible, just because it can be, like, speaking as somebody who is 18 and in the queer community, so much of the stuff that happens is 19 plus and it can be kind of alienating, so.
Absolutely. That's another part of accessibility is age, right? That's a huge thing that people do in universities. They assume everyone's of age. There's that little gap. There's that little gap in first year.
Yeah, no, I was actually, I only turned 19 like a month ago. So, 'cause I have a late birthday. Yeah. So yeah, it's really nice that we do have events that everybody can come to.
Absolutely. And it's so funny when people turn 19 and then all of a sudden it's like this magical wisp passes over them where they forget what it's like to be underage and they're like, everything is 19 plus. Like, no, what about the first years? Absolutely. No, that's so exciting that you do that and make the space as accessible as possible. And so tell me a little bit more about this dance and this that's going on in the week. I know you talked a little bit about this musician.
Yeah, Bell's Roar is a project by Sean Desiree. Do you know a little bit more about it? They're sort of like
a one-person band.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know a whole lot more, but I'm really, really excited.
That they're sweet? That's what we have.
They're really awesome. They're like a super awesome indie band. Like, I've listened to them. They're like super great. I think they're going to be like an awesome performer. So if you want to see some great live music, you should come on out.
Yeah, and check it out. And so we're going to play one of the tunes for you right now, Bell's Roar Slow. And this is just one that you folks mentioned that you really enjoyed. So we're going to check it out, and hopefully everyone else enjoys it too. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9. We'll have more for UBC Pride coming back in just a minute.
No fear, no, you're right. Take it slow.
boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, February 25th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 2 p.m. to listen to our feature seminar on scholarships and how to find them. For more information, check studyandgoabroad.com.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
This is it, what you've been waiting for. After months of intense competition, great tunes, and epic shows, it all comes down to one last night. Late Spring versus Walgreen versus the Psychic Alliance. It's the showdown for it all. It's the Shindig 2015 final. Our three semi-winners will compete on Friday, February 5th for the title of Shindig Champion and for the grand prize, including recording time, festival appearances, Discorder and CITR features, merch, showcases, and more. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings for one last night of Shindig epicness. Enjoy some pool, locally made beer, and three great bands. Lunar Patrol. Lunar Patrol. Cover is $6 at the door and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9. We're here on the Student Special Hour with UBC Pride. All right, so we've been talking a little bit about Out Week and about what you folks are doing throughout that and throughout UBC Pride. Is there anything else that you would like to mention you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, we haven't really talked about our committees in too much depth, but one of the committees that we have is actually the Social Justice and Action Committee, and they're in charge of, like, they really do a lot of advocating for change, both on campus and if there's something that they see in kind of Vancouver area or even on a larger scale, they're the ones who get out there and do that, and they do a lot of really awesome work. They're actually working on a project right now. It's an open letter to UBC faculty because basically what we found was that a lot of people in Pride had some experiences with faculty talking about queer and trans issues that just weren't great or phrased in the most respectful way or sometimes were just really, really harmful. So they're trying to advocate for some more education, mandatory education about these issues for profs.
Yeah, I think it's comes to a surprise of some people that, like, people experience, like, blatant homophobia on campus. It's definitely happened to me a few times with, like, faculty, staff, students. Like, I had an experience recently where a prof referred to LGBTQ people with an extremely, like, medicalized slur. It was, like, super othering, and I don't really think people are aware that this is still happening or that people aren't really educated very well. And so, because UBC doesn't have any sort of mandatory education for profs or for any of their staff, and so we'd really like to see that change.
Absolutely. And so what does this letter kind of look like?
I think it's sort of like a list of people's experiences and saying, hey, these are some of the things that people are experiencing. We would like to see you guys take some steps to make sure that these things stop happening.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And we're actually asking people if they've had those sorts of experiences. First of all, we're really sorry that you've had those kinds of experiences. And to, if you're interested in putting that forward, to be part of the letter, it's totally anonymous. You can go to the Pride UBC Facebook page and just anonymously submit your experience.
Wow, that's so fantastic to take a look at this sort of things that's happening on campus and be reflective of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as well, something else that SJAC is organizing is part of Outweek is the F the System March.
And by F, we mean something else, but that's, you know, safe for radio at 10:40 a.m. I think we're gonna stick with F.
And now that I realize that we're on radio, I should say that System is like CIS-TEM.
Oh, nice.
So it's a great pun in there, yeah, too. I mean, why wouldn't you
show
up?
Oh, we're a big fan of the puns. And so what's that going to look like?
We've basically, first there's actually going to be a sign making before the event. And so I think that's from 11 to 2. I think the march is is 2 to 3.
It's 11 to 3, and then the march is from 3 to 5.
Thank you.
Yes.
There we go.
So the march, we've selected a route to go around campus, basically, and march.
Yeah, and it's kind of the goal of the march is about trans rights in general, but specifically like trans issues on campus that, you know, a lot of people are facing right now.
Absolutely. Wow. All right. And like you're doing some poster making as well. So that's going to be pretty sweet. If anyone has some arts and craft skills they want to bring to the table.
Yeah. If you want to come in and make signs, you should definitely do that. There's a whole 4-hour window.
Yeah,
so
even absolutely.
If you have class, you can come out.
Your artistic skills, we're waiting for them to be. And when is this march happening?
It's going to be from 3 to 5 on Wednesday.
So if you're not artistic for whatever reason and you don't necessarily want to make the posters and you don't necessarily want to march, you can at least come out and support the march, watch it, or do some clapping. If you're in class, maybe run out of class, do a little whoop, and then run back in, something like that.
Absolutely.
Any little bit of support.
Yes, I am definitely not artistically inclined, so I will just be
walking with gusto. Absolutely. And so what do you think, are you expecting, is it mostly the Pride Collective who's going to be doing the march, or are you getting involved with other communities?
We're hoping that as many people as possible will come out. We never really know who's going to turn up until the event happens, but I'm sure there's going to be lots of different folks who may not be involved in Pride, but who are really passionate about that particular issue.
Absolutely. And so you were saying that all this information is on the Facebook page, right? So they can find this one as well.
All of it.
Absolutely. And everything's on the Facebook page. It's the Pride motto.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm just going to promo this now because our new website actually launched today.
Oh, yay.
There's a link on the Facebook page. Please check it out. It looks great. Shout out to Rachel for doing a great job making that look awesome.
Thank you, Rachel.
And how do they find the website? Is it just UBC Pride?
It's prideubc.com. Link on the Facebook page.
Pride UBC. So it's www.prideubc.com/content. I don't know if the /content is actually that necessary, though.
You don't have to put it in.
Now that I realize. But there's a beautiful events calendar, upcoming events, bit of a blog, some great pictures, lots of rainbow, which is awesome. Look at this. This is actually so gorgeously set up, too. Kudos to, what was it, Rachel?
Yeah.
Kudos to Rachel. Awesome job. So that's so exciting. So this is really comprehensive. So if anyone is interested in any of the events that we've been talking about today, you can go to www.prideubc.com. Check out. There's tons of stuff starting from 11 a.m. right after this, 20 minutes. So look at this. This is just in time. In 20 minutes or so, the opening ceremony, is that right, that you're going to be doing?
Yep.
And then the opening discussion, so much more happening. And it's all here in this beautiful, beautiful events calendar that they have set up. So check that out on their website.
We've also got a bunch of other information on the website that might not be on the Facebook page. Like we have a list of people who are involved. We've got a ton of information. We have archives. So if you're like just looking for some more in-depth information, our website is the place to find it.
Absolutely.
And if
Oh, no, continue.
And if you're looking, if you're thinking, hey, maybe I'd like to get involved or volunteer with them, there's, I believe, a whole section about that on the website, but I can summarize it by just saying, come out to a meeting.
Come on, hang out.
Sign up for the mailing list and show up. There's, you can literally do basically whatever you want as a way of getting involved in Pride.
Yeah, and I was going to say before that was that just how, like, I'm almost just blown away by how easy it is to use. And it's just, like, really great. It's got all this great information on it. I'm, like, reading through. I'm kind of, like, reading your bios right now and stuff. It's great. It's really, really, really sweet to have this sort of super accessible, super useful tool. So, and it's launching today. So I feel like CITR, I feel like we get this exclusive announcement opportunity to announce this website. That's awesome and has a really, is a really great resource for everyone. So thanks so much for sharing this. All right, so anything else you want to discuss about our week that's going on here? There's so much that I don't want to overwhelm listeners, but...
We haven't touched on our art and performance night yet, which I feel like is going to be really exciting and really fun. It's the night before our dance, so it's next Thursday, and we have two slam poets that are going to come in and perform, and then there's going to be an open mic. So if you're really excited to get up there and perform at the open mic, we would totally love for you to do that. And we're also going to have lots of art on display from kind of queer and trans artists, and it's just going to be really fun.
Yeah. Also, if you're looking for something to do on Family Day, we are having a Family Day potluck. So for anybody who like can't be home on Family Day, you can come out and hang out with us and have a bunch of really great food.
Fantastic. Just running back to this Arts and Culture Night, who are the poets that are going to be?
We have Kit and Dia, and I'm afraid I don't know their last names.
No, that's okay. That's great. That's so exciting. So some slam poetry, some open mics, some potlucks on Family Day. I love that idea, by the way, even though Family Day may or may not be the most futile holiday that we've ever had. But it's a nice opportunity to hang out with people that you care about. And if there's someone not, maybe if everyone's run away for Family Day, you can come and hang out with the UBC Pride and have a potluck. Like you said, eat some great food. All right. Yeah. So we're going to run into this other song. I finally found the Twin Bandit song that I was looking for before. So we're going to be just playing a tune, and then we'll come back for one last wrap-up with UBC Pride, and then we'll be finishing off the student special hour, and coming up next will be the Cat's Pajamas. So stay tuned for more on CITR 101.9.
Turn me around and you walk out the door. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosions.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9. We're just finishing off here with a student special hour, talking with UBC Pride about Out Week. All right, so do you folks want to just do a little wrap-up, remind us of some of the events, what you're all about, where we can find you?
Yeah, so Out Week is starting literally in like 5 minutes out at the flagpole, actually, if you want to come to our opening ceremony. We've got a bunch of events going on all week. We've got the dance. We've got performance night. We've got Queer U tomorrow. So please, like, check us out on the Facebook page or our website, prideubc.com, if you want to find out any more.
Exciting stuff. And so thank you so much for coming out. And if anyone wants to get involved, feel free to check out the website and or come to one of the events you said as well.
Yeah,
there's tons going on. Like, you can't – I feel like I'm going to challenge everyone who's listening right now, even if it's just my mom, like we were talking about off air, to go to at least one event. There is quite literally probably an event for everyone in some capacity.
Absolutely. There's something for for everybody. Go to the main Facebook event and just read all of them, and I guarantee you will see something that interests
you. Yeah, absolutely.
I hope.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think, so we just want to, I just want to wrap up with, what are you most looking forward to?
I personally am most looking forward to Queer U, just because I get really excited about, like, academic queer and trans stuff, and it's going to be a whole day that's just about research and gender and sexuality, and I think it's going to be so much fun, and there's free lunch, and you should definitely come.
Yeah, if you need another incentive to come, we have free food at all of our events, so even if it's just for the free food, please come out.
Exactly. You know students when they're... like, if you just have free food for them, they'll come running. It doesn't matter what it is. I spent 20 minutes yesterday at the sustainability fair walking around to get, like, free food, to do that passport thing so I could get free food. And it was great. I was like, I don't know why I'm doing this. Oh, yeah, it's probably the food. So it's great. Of course, I mean, often people, they want to come to these events, but sometimes those little incentives will make it that much easier for them. And what's the one you're most excited for?
I'm kind of excited for the social tonight, because it'll be nice after having put all the work in to be able to just go and relax and play some board games and have a good time.
Absolutely. And as well as you mentioned before, the flag raising, which is happening really, really soon. Let you off soon so you can run over there. and if the flag will be waving all week, right? So check that out. Maybe do a little wave back to the flag or a little solidarity or something. And if you see folks walking around, marching around, or having events this week, like, throw them a high five or whatever and support UBC Pride. You folks are doing awesome stuff, so it's really exciting to hear about all that. Do you have any last words before we go?
Please come to our events. I promise they're a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Bring your friends to the Queer 101 workshop. It'll be great.
It'll be great. And I think it's so exciting to hear about all these things happening and the kind of community that we want to be fostering at UBC. And it's so exciting that you folks are a part of that I want to say revolution, but it's a slow revolution, a quiet revolution, but it is one, and it's really exciting to hear about that. So we have one last song that you folks are you wanted to play. I think a lot of people will probably know, at least the artist. Do you want to tell us why you picked this song?
Yeah, it's Strange Love by Halsey. And Halsey is if you didn't know this, she's a bisexual musician. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So it's fantastic to just promote some voices that maybe people wouldn't necessarily have promote otherwise. And so Halsey is one of those who she's broken the little, I guess, glass ceiling. Different than the glass ceiling, but a different sort of ceiling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And really got her voice out there. And it's so exciting to see what she's doing. And I think what's so great about artists like Halsey is that their presence in the media and everything is just breaks that sort of similar culture, the heteronormative culture, and sort of gets people thinking about, oh, right, there are other people, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
There's other people who deserve to talk, too. Oh, what a thought, right?
Yes.
Of course.
I think having, kind of queer media figures has, really a long history of being that kind of, step forward and making people kind of acknowledge their presence. Like, if you look at people like Freddie Mercury mm-hmm. or, now we have, so many people, Frank Ocean, there's just queer musicians I think are kind of on the rise into the mainstream, and I'm really excited about it.
Which is so exciting, because when the voices are there, where they're coming from, the place of community and the place of accessibility and inclusivity it starts to spread out and seep into mainstream culture. That's what we want. That's the evil plan all along. And make everyone love each other and be happy forever. Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in. You're listening to the Student Special Hour here on CITR 101.9. Coming up next is The Cat's Pajamas with Nelly. And this song is Halsey, with Strange Love. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Everybody wants to know if we fucked down the bathroom sink, how your hands fell in my hair, if we were high on amphetamines. And everybody wants to hear how we chain smoked until 3, and how you laughed when you said my name, and how you gripped my hips so mean. We wrote a story in the fog on the windows that night, but the ending is the same every damn time. No, no, no. We wrote a story in the fog on the windows that night, but the ending is the same every damn time. They think I'm insane, they think my lover is strange, but I don't have to fucking tell them anything, anything. And I'm gonna write it all down, and I'm gonna sing it on stage, but I don't have to fucking. Put it deep beneath the track, like the hole you left in me. And everybody wants to know about how it felt to hear you scream. They know you walk like you're a god, they can't believe I made you weak. We wrote a story in the fog on the windows that night, but the ending is the same every damn time. No, no, no. We wrote a story in the fog on the windows. Fucking tell you.